Hello, this is Rhys Jones of Davidson Gray. Welcome to my podcast.
I'm joined as ever by my guest and friend, Jake from Spencer Hunt.
Hello, hello.
Good afternoon.
There.
How are you, Jake?
I'm very well. Thank you for having me back on your podcast, Rhys.
Not at all, sir. I don't think I could do it without you.
No, definitely not. I'm an essential part of this podcast now.
Indeed you are. Indeed you are. So what do you want to talk to me about today?
I'm sure everyone's probably a little bit sick of talking about it. I know I'm probably a little bit sick about talking about it. But it's just, it seems unusual to be in the recruitment industry at a time like this and not talk about the current situation. For those of you who couldn't see me, which is everyone, because this is a podcast, I just did air quotes there. Because the current situation, obviously, I'm talking about is COVID or coronavirus or one of its very many names.
Yeah.
Rhys, don't fall asleep. You're the one that's answering all of my questions. It's a big topic, obviously, because it's massively affected the way that everybody's working at the minute and possibly the way that everyone will be working in the future. So I think it would be silly of us not to at least give a bit of discussion as to how coronavirus is going to affect the recruitment industry.
Right, well, I'm happy to talk about it because I feel as I've rehearsed this call numerous times over the last 2 months. To be fair, because I get inquiries from people who want to set up their own company because of what I do at Davidson Gray, it does tend to be a point of conversation that I have with the people that approach me about whether this is a good time to set up and how is COVID going to affect the recruitment industry going forward. So it's something that not only have I had a conversation with it, but I've done some research because I wouldn't do my job properly as an investor and a recruitment partner if I didn't actually know what is likely to be in store for the industry going forward as an after effect of the COVID virus. So, it's something I know a lot about, and I am actually still interested in it, believe it or not.
Yeah, and it will be easy to say, although very stupid to say, that coronavirus is going to affect the whole recruitment industry in one way across every sector. But we know that's not true, which is why I'm quite keen to talk to you about it, Rhys, because shameless plug here. You've obviously got a lot of experience working with many, many different recruitment businesses in a lot of different diverse sectors. So I would imagine you're seeing a lot of different reactions and different rates of decline or even possibly some growth, depending on what sector you're in at the minute.
No, it will affect different sectors differently. But I think it really sort of revolves around foremost the economy. We all know when the economy takes a hit, recruitment tends to take a hit because people recruit when either expanding or if they lose people through natural losses in your business, they don't necessarily recruit if the economy isn't great. So first and foremost, it's obviously affecting the economy. How it's going to affect the economy, that's the sort of conversation you might have sat in a bar stool in a pub if pubs are open. because people are talking about a W recession, a V recession, and all those sort of things. And I don't know the answer to that. If I did, I'd work in the stock markets. But
most economists don't even know the answer to that at the moment. So we
can't. No, you're quite right. Because it does seem to. Because I read something today in the Telegraph. They were talking about a V shaped recession and how deep it would be in a W recession. And it's all, at the moment, a sort of guesswork. But what I do know, there's going to be a recession. That's obvious. I mean, there's a recession now, clearly. And this will continue. How bad it's going to be and how long it's going to last, we don't know. But what I do know is that people, especially recruiters, can still make money in a recession because I've traded through a lot of recessions. When I first got into recruitment, there was a recession, which is going back to 1998. I don't know what recession it was, but it was a long time ago. I've traded through 9/11. I've traded through the credit crunch. I've traded through the construction crash when the business I had at the time, Elliott Marsh, was a construction company. So I know what it's like to trade through a recession, and good recruiters will still make money. There's always jobs out there. There's always vacancies to be filled. You could always make money, but not everybody can make money. And that's how it's going to affect it. It's going to affect the recruitment industry as a whole, and there's going to be less business out there. So people are going to have to adapt and evolve to evolve the businesses, but also the way they work. And inevitably, some recruiters will leave the industry.
So it almost sounds like there's an element of a bad economic recession, sort of sorting the wheat from the chaff, so to speak, you know, making sure it inevitably means that the people that are really good at recruitment are going to manage to stay afloat, while people who are maybe not necessarily so good at it have bigger issues.
Yeah, well, that's the rule of the jungle of economy, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
I mean,
capitalism.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's within the recruitment industry, poor recruiters will leave, good recruiters will stay. Some recruiters might leave because they've had enough, because it's hard work, because recruitment is hard work, especially in a recession. But you're right, but what tends to happen, certainly with the companies that survive, is their less good staff will leave and they retain the good staff. It's a simple fact that some recruiters just won't be able to make enough money to justify them being employed. Now, a lot of the time, the recruitment companies won't get rid of them. The recruiters see the writing on the wall and go out of the industry because they just can't hack it. But yeah, it does. It does make a lot of recruitment leaner during the economy. And then when the economy picks up, they start to get a bit fatter again and they carry people that maybe aren't necessarily the best recruiters in the world but can still make money.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's worth mentioning as well that this current recession is pretty much unlike any other recession that we've had, in that the government has taken like drastic steps to retain people's jobs. There's almost been an element of recruiters, many recruiters that have been furloughed, for example, that otherwise would have been laid off in a recession like this, who aren't getting laid off as a result. So it may not necessarily be quite as tragic for recruiters as a typical recession might be.
Well, this way we'll have to agree to differ. Because the furloughing is forecast to last till September. Whether it does after that, it may do in some form. It's obviously reducing the amount of contribution the government's going to make from August. I think it's down to 75%. But yes, there's a lot of recruiters that are going to stay in jobs until that ends. But when the furlough situation finishes, the economy will still be poor. And at that point, that's where we'll find out how many recruiters are going to lose the jobs. Because there's some recruiters that have already been made redundant, some have left because they can see the writing on the wall. But I think the real cull, if you like, is going to be when the furlough stops, and that's when we'll find out. I think it's inevitable a lot of recruiters will lose the jobs. But on the positive side, good recruiters will always find jobs, because as a recruiter, you are sort of an autonomous business unit. Most of the time, you self-generate. Yes, you're going to rely on the company's database, you're going to rely on the branding, but you do generate your own cash. So as a recruitment business owner, if somebody, a direct rings me up and said, I've got a guy or a girl that can generate £150,000 or £200,000 a year as an autonomous desk, would you be interested? You're going to say, yeah, of course you will. So good recruiters will always find jobs. It's the less good recruiters that are going to struggle. We all know recruiters can tend to find jobs quite easily, but it is inevitable it's going to be harder. But also, there's going to be some recruitment companies go, I mean, in any industry, there are going to be recruitment companies that go under. There's going to be companies that go under, but in the recruitment industry, definitely there will be some companies that go under. But there's going to be some markets that clearly have a massive problem, and the businesses that are based on those particular markets are going to really struggle. Construction sometimes is a bad one, certainly many construction costs, I know that, but there'll be certain sectors that really struggle. But from a geek when it comes to how recruitment businesses run, because that's what I do for a living, help build recruitment businesses, I think it also sorts out the companies that are badly run. For example, the companies that don't look after the staff, because I'm sure an awful lot of people listening to this have worked for idiot bosses that just take the staff for granted. Well, that's okay when everything's booming, but when things start to struggle, then you know the good recruiters will move to other companies. And if you haven't got a very strong culture and the staff feel valued, once one or two people have left, then people start to get the willies. And then if you're more eye on good than before, you know,
just purely you've only got.
What I mean by that is the ones that haven't created an environment that's an easy place to make money. So they haven't got a particularly strong brand, they haven't got really good marketing, they haven't got a strong database. So the companies that have just made money because of the very good recruiters tend to struggle as well, because their environments become a harder place to make money. So recruiters will move to other companies that are an easier place to make money. And that is one of my soapbox things, because with the businesses I help grow as far as what I do, my maxim, if you like, is to make your environment an easy place to make money. Because if you make your environment an easy place to make money, good recruiters make lots of money and average recruiters make good money. But also it means that your business will be a lot more stable, because people don't particularly want to leave because it's an easy place to make money. So if you do have a business that the staff are quite happy, but they don't benefit from candidates that are ringing, clients are ringing in, PSL, strong brands, database. If the market gets tough, they're more likely to move to a business that is an easy place to make money, rather than struggling somewhere that they've just survived on their own skills. It'll sort out those companies as well. And also the companies that are going to need to evolve. Because as an example, one of my business, Elliott Marsh, was a construction-based recruitment company. And during the construction crash, there was 1 month that I had to pay £40,000 to go to work because of the losses that the company was making, which I've got to be honest, wasn't the greatest part of my life. But it's the things that hurt, unfortunately, that teach the most, because pain is a better teacher than pleasure. So I did learn an awful lot in that. So I'm grateful for that. But what our business did is we evolved into renewable energy, and then we got to making profit. So there's some businesses that are going to struggle will evolve into markets where there is more money. But the companies in those markets that aren't necessarily well run that would then struggle because they'll have better companies to compete against them. So it is going to be a very interesting market for recruitment companies, and are inevitably some recruitment companies are going to go bump.
Yeah, well, this comes back to what you were saying before about being able to adapt, and the better people and companies are able to adapt to changing markets and shifting economies, the more likely they are to survive in the long run.
Yeah, it, as we said before, it's the rule of the economic jungle, isn't it? But I also think with the way that people have been working from home or furloughed, the working style of companies is going to change.
Yeah, I completely agree. I was just about to say it's not necessarily just companies and people that are trying to adapt in terms of markets, but the way that people are working at the minute is totally different. Most people, especially recruiters who are not considered people who aren't able to work from home, are currently working from home. And so that's, especially for recruitment, an industry which is quite well renowned for not necessarily being particularly flexible when it comes to home working. Depending, of course, what business you come from, that's obviously a massive generalization for the entire industry. But it's a well-earned generalization because people do feel that way about recruitment. Suddenly, that must be changing now, surely, because people have to work from home.
Well, this is the discussion I think a lot of people are having, is are human habits going to change for good because of COVID? And rather than talk about the broad brush that everybody talks about at the moment, this podcast is obviously about the recruitment industry. And I think there will be a lot more recruitment companies will be open to their staff working from home. And I think that some of them will be forced to, because recruiters will maybe have realised they don't need to be into the office. They don't need to go to the office, rather. And they will expect more flexibility. There'll be other companies prepared to offer that. And also, for those that have been making money, because obviously some markets struggle, some markets don't so much, if they've been making the same amount of money, if not more, they've got a very good argument for that. Because I did a little bit of research earlier on today on this, and apparently 91% of people who move to working from home are more effective, which is an awful lot. So I dug a bit deeper into it, and the study basically said, this has gone back to 2012, basically said that the people that have dull tasks and boring tasks work better from home because they have less distractions. Now, with the recruiters, that means that if a recruiter works from home, they're going to use the database better? Probably not. But how much does it affect recruiters working from home? I think a lot of it really depends on two things, which is the person. Are you the sort of person that can self-motivate and work on your own? That is a really big deal. But also, do you benefit from being in the office? Because that was another part of this study, which was saying that of the people that are more effective, it's obviously not effective in every industry, people working from home, they are more efficient, are the ones that don't necessarily rely on teamwork. And in a recruitment industry, we'd all like to think that we are team-based. But I think in reality, how much benefit do you get from your colleagues in making more money? Probably not a lot, depending on which company you work for, because most people, you know, maybe they're guarded about the candidates, guarded the vacancies, but you certainly have your patch, as it were, and you work autonomously. Some of the better companies, you do have exchange of ideas for where you can place a candidate or where you get a candidate from. But you do tend to find that a lot of recruiters, they don't really rely on teamwork. So working from home, provided they can self-motivate, there's every reason why they should be more productive. I mean, I work from home now and I'm more productive. Would I have been more productive when I was younger? Possibly, because I've got a high work ethic. But not everybody's like that. As an example, one of my best hires that I had at Elliott Marsh was a chap that worked the direct competition and he worked from home. And he was actually working for them on a self-employed basis. But I thought, I'm opportunistic, I'm a recruiter, I'll put a call in. So I put a call in and tried to head on to him. And he said, yeah, let's have a coffee. So I met him. And it turned out he wanted the job with me. I said, well, why, if you're self-employed, you're on such a good deal we are now, and you work from home, do you want to go back to a job? And he just said, Sky Sports got me. I can't work from home because of Sky Sports. And I like golf. I just can't work from home. Some people just can't do it. But this, I think, will open the door to some people who believe they can and should, because some people are more.
I think it's fun, though, yeah. As you were talking about earlier as well, people can still make money if they are good recruiters in an environment like this, especially when the economy starts to recover. And those people are already working from home. So if you already have the best recruiters who are stuck working at home because you have no choice but to do so, and are still making money, they're going to be thinking, well, I can do this from home. Why aren't I doing it from home permanently, or at least more often than I'm at work? And that means companies are going to have to offer people the ability to work from home if they want to attract the best talent.
Well, this is, again, what we're talking about is the evolution of the industry, because within the recruitment industry, the companies put an awful lot into how to find better candidates, branding, and find new candidates. But what grows a recruitment company quickest is the recruitment of good recruiters. I've learned this through the businesses I've built over the years. If you have a very, very good staff attraction policy and strategy, and a very, very good staff retention, you're going to grow much faster. Even if you've got a crap brand and you don't necessarily look after your database and your digital marketing rubbish, but if you can attract really good staff and look after them, you'll grow really fast. So if you're looking to be the next employer of choice within your market, you've got to look at what people really want. And if people want to work from home, you've got to offer it. It's like flexible holidays and duvet days. Duvet days came in, 20 years ago, I think it was, because we started off in duvet days. And you've got to be more and more flexible nowadays if you're going to get the right people, because good recruiters shouldn't really need nannying. Some do, some don't. But if you give people the opportunity to self-manage, quite often people rise to it. I think gone are the days of the bashing people with KPIs and putting them in almost like call centres and just beating them up. It just doesn't work anymore. And businesses are evolving, and that's where some companies are getting caught out. But you're quite right. I think this working from home situation that we've got now is going to change the industry for good. How much it's changed it, obviously, I don't know. But it certainly will change it, without a doubt.
Yeah, and on the topic of working from home, the more recruiters that you have working from home, especially the good ones, like, as we said, they can still be making money at the minute if they're a good recruiter. If they're doing that on their own anyway, without the resources of the business that they used to work in it, surely there's an element of thinking, well, I could be doing this for myself. I don't necessarily need to be doing it for the business.
I think that is one of the reasons why recruitment business owners are reluctant to let recruiters work from home, because they might get a bit too used to it. I think that is a genuine fear of some employers. And it is true. You know, some people will think, okay, well, I'm working from home. How do I actually get from my employer? Well, not all right, what really? So, because I'm getting an awful lot of inquiries. I'm very, very busy now. People contacting me, looking at me potentially investing in helping them set up. And there's a fair chunk that I've got used to working from home. I've realised how much support I don't get and how reliant really I am just on myself. You know, when I initially worked for this business as a recruiter, I was reliant on them, but I'm not anymore. I'm the sort of profit centre. So it does question some people whether, okay, do I want to take the lion's share of the money, and do I really want to answer to somebody, and do I want to build my own business? So yes, it will happen. You know, talk about some companies going under, there will be an awful lot of startups. You know, I'm very busy at the moment. Not necessarily launching companies now, because launching a company now in the vast majority of sectors would be a bad idea, but setting up companies, I'm getting a lot of inquiries, and I'm happy to set up companies right now, because you don't set up the company and launch it immediately necessarily all the time. You might set up the company now, but then launch it in 3, 6, or 9 months time when the opportunity is right. But setting up a company takes time. Now, it can take 2 or 3 months. Yeah. The way I do it, it takes longer because the amount of infrastructure we put in, even if it's one person on their own, we put an awful lot of infrastructure into it, it takes time. But now is a good time for people to think about it because they've got time. And that's another reason why I'm getting more inquiries, because people have had time to take stock and to think. So it isn't just the, I've tried working from home, I actually quite like it, I don't need my employer as much as I thought, but it's also this stop and take time and think, well, okay, do I want to carry on being employed? Do I want to build my own career? And do I want to be in control of my career? Because a lot of people aren't in control of their career now, because if the business is struggling, no matter how good they are, that they can be a victim of the masses and they may be redundant or sacked or whatever. So it is opening the door, certainly, to a lot more inquiries I'm getting. And it's some people are just going to get fed up with being treated badly because I know Spencer Hunt are getting a number of calls from staff that were okay when they first furloughed, but then the employers are treating them really badly. They're not topping up the money. They're not keeping in touch with them. They're keeping them in the dark as what's happening. And basically, they treat them like a number. And that is creating a certain amount of resentment within the recruitment personnel as a whole. Some of them are looking to change companies, and some of them are deciding, I've had enough of somebody else being in charge of my career. I want to be in charge of my career. So it is creating itchy feet. So in addition to some new companies going under and the economy, I think there's going to be a tremendous amount of movement within the recruitment industry. So there'll be more startups, and more people changing jobs, and then more people actually leaving the sector completely.
And I think a lot of those people that are going to be considering building up a startup are the kind of people that are relatively forward-thinking, because the thing about having a recession or having such a massive economic crisis like we are having at the minute is that every economy always eventually recovers from a recession. And I suppose if you're going to start a business, you want to start it at a moment that an economy recovers, because then you can ride the wave of recovery and launch your business in a very dramatic fashion.
And that's a very valid point, Jake. I mean, it's not one too fair that I've noticed people thinking that way. They're not necessarily quite as forward thinking as that. Yes, they're forward thinking in that they know it's going to recover, but not necessarily take advantage of the boom, because once you come out of recession, it does tend to be, you get a surge for the next few years, and then recession to cyclic, you get them. I think I've seen statistics, it wants to be 5 years, 6 years, something like that. I think we've had a lot of
you almost feel like a necessary part of the economy.
Yes, it's. I mean, we've had a lot more in the last 20 years than we have done historically. I think they're coming more often now, even though we are supposed to be, as a worldwide economy, flatlining these peaks and troughs. I think we are, but I think they're now coming more often rather than as deep. But that, again, that's a whole different conversation about the economy. But you're definitely getting some people that are thinking, okay, well, when the industry does pick up, do I want to be here? Okay, now I've got time. Let's put a few calls into some people and start looking into, could I run my own business? You know, have I got the money for it? Would it be viable? How would I do it? So there's more people being curious and having time to do it, which is why I'm getting more inquiries. And also, because people are working from home now and they're not being managed, or they're not part of a structured environment, it's a bit like coaching, because good coaching, you get people to think for themselves. You don't tell them how to do it. You help them think for themselves. People working from home now, because they haven't got somebody to turn to all the time or being managed, that they're thinking for themselves and they're getting used to thinking for themselves. And I think that's when they realise they don't actually rely on the business, because they're thinking for themselves and making their own decisions. And it does feel more like a business on their own, because most recruiters' desks are a mini business anyway, because you decide every day, am I going to work this candidate? Am I going to work this vacancy? Am I going to find more? So you decide it commercially every day how your mini business is going to work. If you're working from home, you don't have any additional help from managers giving you direction. You don't necessarily have structure that you would normally have, daily meetings or whatever. You are working all your own. So it is almost like a very shoddy apprenticeship of running your own business, because you're having to go at it first. So I think that is going to solicit more people to look and set up their own companies. But it is about timing. And we don't know, going back to the economic question of how long this recession is going to be, how deep it's going to be. I have a personal opinion, but my opinion is probably about as much use as the debates that you see on Facebook. Maybe not a bit more than some of the debates on Facebook.
Maybe a little
bit more. I'd like to think a little bit more, but I certainly am no expert. It is a bit of roulette. It's going to be a recession. Is it going to be a V? Is it going to be a W? Is it going to be a U? All the various different shapes that the economy's come up with. But I think it's going to really come into focus over the next few months of what it's going to be like. A lot of the economists have said it's now gone far enough that it won't be an immediate bounce back, which they'd hoped for. It is going to take longer, but it is very much like an hourglass with sand going through it. You know, it's going to accelerate. The longer that we have this recession, the worse it's going to be. The longer we're locked down, the worse it's going to be, and it's going to increase really quickly. Which is why, not wishing to get into politics, why the governments are trying to get each economy back to work as quick as possible. The Welsh economy at the moment isn't on the same page as a lot of others, and that's not me picking on the Welsh, because obviously now at Rhys Jones, then, you know, I'm sure you can imagine that I've got Welsh ancestry. But most economies are looking to get people back to work as soon as possible because there's going to be long-term damage the longer you leave it. And the long-term damage is going to affect the health and well-being and happiness of the general public a lot more than COVID. So that's why some of the big commercial brains within government, not our, just our government, every government, are trying to get people out there quick. But are we going to have a second dip in deaths or raising deaths or whatever? No, we don't know. But I'm getting into the conversation that lots of people are in the pub, in the virtual pubs on Zoom. So we'll move on from that. But that's another thing, to be fair, that I wish I'd bought some shares in Zoom. I think they've tripled in value over the last 6 months. But people have got used to using Zoom a lot more now. Not just arranging interviews for clients, but also people are now getting used to the idea you don't have to go to a client to talk to a client, and clients are more open to you doing the Zoom call because Zoom calls compared to phone calls or obviously Microsoft Teams or whichever particular app you use, you get so much more face-to-face conversation on the PC than you do on the phone.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've seen it in Spencer Hunt, and I'm sure you've seen it in the other partners that you work with at Davidson Gray, that video calling is a legitimate way of getting people into interview processes. And it works very, very well. And we've had candidates that have received offers for video calls at the minute. And I'm sure many other people have managed to discover that. So it's not necessarily just going to change the way that recruiters work from home, but it can also change the way...
It is going to change the working style. How much it changes it, I'm not too sure. I think it's definitely going to accelerate people's acceptance of doing video calls, because some of the partners that I work with, I prefer doing our board meetings or our strategy meeting face-to-face. It's just the way I work. But some of them were very averse to any type of video calls. They just didn't like it. And now through necessity, they're doing it, or probably more they're doing it with the friends because you're doing your quizzes on a Saturday night or whatever, and they're getting used to it. So now people are more used to it. So it's becoming more acceptable. And I think that is going to change the way we work, but I don't think it's going to be quite as revolutionary as some of the other aspects of how this is going to affect the recruitment industry. It'll affect our work a little bit. I think the things that are really going to make the difference are the working from home, the flexibility employers are going to have to give, and also the big roundabout of recruiters in the industry is going to see a lot of people leaving the industry, a lot of people changing jobs, a lot of startups, and overall there's going to be a lot of movement.
And a lot of these things don't necessarily sound like bad things. Giving people more flexibility and changing the way that people work, to be honest, the net positives for recruiters in the end of the day, aren't it? Obviously, there's going to be a lot of, you know, a lot of bad stuff going on because when it comes to an economic recession, there are going to be people that are worse off. But if we're looking at the positives, then there are quite a few things that you can take from this. So changes to the better.
The first time you face a recession as a recruiter or a business owner, then it is squeaky bum time. You do think, how the hell is that going to affect me? But once you've been through one, the next one doesn't seem quite as daunting, because if you're a good recruiter and you're a good business owner, you'll get through it. You'll make less money, but you'll get through it. And then you'll come out stronger for it because you'll learn. But also there won't be as many recruitment companies or as many recruiters out there. So inevitably you'll pick up the lift when it starts to pick up again, because you'll have more clients because the other recruiters have lost their clients. You've picked up more clients because you're better than them, or it might be. So you should start to make more money once it picks up. Not all industries are the same, but the recruitment industry, and as a recruiter, you should do. So for the good recruiters and the good recruitment companies, in the medium term to long term, yes, it is a good thing. It's pretty shit right now. Well, let's not deny it isn't. But it will inevitably mean that there's some maybe backwards thinking business owners, they're going to lose their businesses. And some recruiters that just aren't necessarily that good will decide it's not for them. So yes, you're right. I mean, I think we are polishing a turd to a degree by saying it's a good thing, because it isn't a good thing. I'm sure we'd like to all change it tomorrow. But in the medium term, then yes, it's going to benefit some, but not all.
Okay, well, I think that pretty much covers about everything that we want to talk about, or at least all the questions that I wanted to ask regarding COVID. Is there anything you wanted to ask?
No, I think we covered everything. And I also am conscious not to make this podcast too long, because there are, I mean, some of our podcasts will be longer, but half an hour of COVID is maybe as much as some people can take. So I think it's definitely a worthwhile conversation. I hope that some of the people listening to get something from this. Certainly some of the business owners that may be worrying right now realise that you can trade through this, because I've traded through numerous recessions, and having a construction business, the construction crash, and coming out and making profit out of a better business it can be done. And I'm not necessarily anything special. Yeah, I'm not bad at what I do, but I wouldn't say I'm anywhere unique at all. So yeah, there are positives to come for it. So hopefully this podcast rather will have helped some people. But yeah, no, we'll end it there. Thanks for your time as always, Jake. Enjoyed the chat. I always tend to tail off these podcasts with a little bit of a plug at Aves and Gray. As you probably picked up, I do invest in startup recruitment companies. So if anybody listening to this and they are interested in talking about how I work and how I launch businesses and how I can set up a business now ready to go when the economy changes, I'm on LinkedIn. Send me a direct message, send me an email. And if you look on my contact details on my LinkedIn profile, there's also my phone number as well. So you know where I am. Thanks again, Jake, and I shall look forward to speaking to you again. Thanks for listening to my podcast. I hope you found it interesting and maybe even a bit informative. If you do want to listen to any more of my podcasts, they're all on the library on the Davidson Gray website. You'll also find plenty of blogs there as well if you're more of a reader than a listener. If you do want to listen to my new podcast as and when they're released, if you want to email me and I'll put you on the mail list, that's reesejones@davidsongray.co.uk. And or if you also want to have a chat about potentially setting up your own company, you can contact me on that email address or through LinkedIn.